following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning on the First Coast. It's 10 o'clock. Can only mean this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
We are here live and in person, as always, at this time on a Saturday, on this glorious spring day in sunny northeast Florida. And here to remind you that there is a lot of fun to be had, and you can start at 11 after you finish listening to the show. How's that?
Well, unless you're doing something fun and listening to the show.
I would allow that, yes. I remind everyone about this time that all financial programs are not created equal. We are here live. Most of them aren't. You get to hear what they want to talk about on a recorded program. If you want to take some control of those programs, too bad. But if you want to take some control of ours, pick up the phone and dial 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And give us your comments, questions, ask anything you'd like. Remember, there are no stupid questions. I promise you, if you don't know something, there are a lot of people out there listening who also don't know that same something. For our regular listeners, thanks so much for joining us again. We depend on you, of course. And for the new people, whether you're a drive-by or heard about us or whatever, try to stick around for the whole hour. Hopefully we'll all learn a few things and you might be better off for it. We have a packed show today, but as always, from the moment you hear my voice, the lines are open and callers always go to the head of the line. No matter how important we think we are, you are more important.
I agree.
So we're going to bring you up to date on what happened in the market this week. We'll try to make that pleasantly brief this week. And I've got a trivia question based partly on the market today. And then we're going to talk about some other stuff. So, Adam, my quick explanation of this week is I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, it kind of stunk.
Yeah, but not that bad.
No. It wasn't a disaster by any stretch, but all three major indices did drop this week. The S&P and the Dow both dropped about 1.3%, and the NASDAQ dropped the furthest by about 2.7%.
Not much traction there.
No, it's kind of lagged.
Mixed results.
Lagged the whole year, and This week was no exception.
NASDAQ, it's down, but it's not out, by the way.
No, I don't think so. There's some really positive reports coming out of some NASDAQ companies. Yep. It's just that there's some really negative reports coming out as well. The NASDAQ companies saw pretty mixed results this week. Apple, Google, Microsoft all missed, and their stocks got pretty beat up. One that has finally seen some strong, one area that's seen some strong performance, though, is small cap stocks, which is a refreshing change.
And I think a very positive sign.
I agree. The Russell 2000 index was actually in a bear market territory earlier this year and late last year, dropping 26.4% from its high in 2015. However, it has recovered over 20% since February 11th, which officially makes it a bull market for small caps.
Which means a 20% rise following a 20% fall.
Yeah, and we're seeing a complete reversal of what happened in 2015, where a handful of large stocks propped up the markets, and basically everything else was falling like a rock.
And that was no fun for people like us who believe in diversification.
Exactly. And it kind of gets skewed in a cap-weighted index. It makes the market look like it's much better than it actually is when those large caps do really well. However, when the opposite is true, like right now, those same stocks will be a drag on the index, making the market look like it's not performing when it's actually doing quite well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of using a cap weighted index. That's one of the downfalls of it.
Yeah, I was up for the week personally.
Yeah, I think quite a few people mm-hmm. probably were.
Because we're diversified.
Right. We saw the market react strongly to earnings news this week, which was nice. Amazon shares in particular jumped almost 10% on Friday after a strong report, really strong report.
Well, when you double the expectations of all these so-called experts, the people I refer to as they in question marks,
mm-hmm.
they expected 53 cents. He produced $1.09, and that's going to be the source of my trivia question very soon, but carry on first.
It's a really refreshing change to see the market react to earnings news instead of following oil price speculation or interest rate hikes. It's nice to see it actually doing what it's supposed to do. We also saw some strong buying going into the close on Friday, which I thought was a pretty positive sign for next week because the market was down on Friday over 100 points and ended up down about 60. So that means that right at the close, it bounced back, and that's something I really like to see going into a weekend. One thing to be aware of is that May is historically one of the worst months of the year for stocks, for whatever that's worth.
Third worst lately.
Yeah. The old saying is sell in May and go away, and I don't really think it's valid.
Well, 12 out of the last 20 May through October periods have been up.
Right, so, up slightly, though.
Yeah, but not down.
Right. Earnings season's well underway, with over 1,100 companies reporting so far. Overall, the results have been pretty strong, with 64.2% of companies beating on earnings and 55.5% beating on revenue. I really like that revenue beat rate, as that has been an area that companies have really been struggling in lately. So it was nice to see that.
I have a theory about that. I have a theory about everything.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that's why small caps are doing well. It's easier to grow revenues on a small company than a large company.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think they have started to grow, and it's reflected in the all of a sudden rise of the small cap stocks.
Yeah. One also encouraging thing is that the guidance from most companies is pretty positive, coming off last quarter where the guidance was overwhelmingly negative. So,
which is kind of discordant when you think about the GDP number that was announced this week. It's 0.5%. It doesn't look like there's much growth at all.
Well, first quarter is always pretty low. The expectation was 0.6. So, well,
and when does winter really happen?
Right.
January, February, and March. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We call it, I guess we start saying winter around November, but it really doesn't happen until January.
Yep.
Another thing is the guidance has been positive. However, if you turn on a TV or turn on the internet and read an article, I guarantee you it's going to say that the stock market is about to crash. So everyone just is trying to sell airtime or whatever it is by saying everything's going to go down.
40%, 60%, 80%.
Yeah, the fact is you got to tune out that noise, though. It's just noise. We saw a lot of economic data released this week and saw some pretty mixed results. The week started off pretty poorly with 10 of the 12 reports released on Monday and Tuesday missing expectations, so it looked like it was going to be a horrible week. But then a slew of good news was released on Wednesday and Thursday, so the week kind of evened itself out. The GDP report that we spoke about was kind of the most concerning. It wasn't very strong, but like we said, winter and this time of year, it's never that great. The Fed also met this week and decided that it was not time for an interest rate hike, which I wasn't surprised by.
That was greeted with a big ho-hum.
Yeah. Well, I think that was the expectation.
Of course it was.
They did leave the door open for a hike in June. It's far from a sure thing, and I kind of would bet against it at this point.
After because of the 0.5 number on GDP, I'd bet against
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, also we have a November election, so I fully expect them to go up in December. But until then, I think it's kind of hit or miss whether they're going to move again.
Yeah, I agree.
Next week, we have a ton of economic data, even more than this week, so we should have lots of news to report.
All right. We mentioned that some companies are doing very well, notably Amazon, that just had a spectacular bang-up quarter. Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon and the major shareholder. He had a nice little increase in his net worth this week after reporting the company's earnings. My trivia question is sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888, is to the nearest $1 billion, with a B, dollars, what was Jeff Bezos' overnight increase in his own net worth? And it is, folks, in the billions. Now, you can be as jealous as you want, but the best you're going to do out of that is getting a $25 gift certificate. So call in and take a shot at it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And lines are open, 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. So call us with your questions, comments, and observations. All right. We got done with a week that we'd rather pretty much forget, but what I always remind people of at a time like this is diversification is a good thing. How do you do it? One of the best ways I can think of to do it would be to call a certified financial planner who is fee only. Adam's going to talk about that in just a minute, but here's the rules. Good morning, Michael.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I am just wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, here's my question. How does the average guy or the average person get an account to trade where you can trade in the commodity market, like crude oil or corn or commodities like that? How do you go about setting up an account where you can actually trade on that?
How do you or how do people do that?
No, how do you set, what kind of account do you need? Who sets those accounts up? Like, you know, where do you go to get an account where you can trade commodities?
Well, first off, I don't recommend it to anybody unless you're a commodities broker, but I would go to the Chicago Board Options Exchange and try to hire someone who does it for a living. But there's a much better way, in my opinion, to trade commodities, and that's through exchange-traded funds through a normal brokerage outfit such as Schwab or E-Trade or something like that. All of those things you can get in and out of real quickly. One thing you might get, shall we say, burned on in the regular commodities trading is that you might wind up with a load of corn dumped on your front lawn one day because it wouldn't sell. Or you might get a bunch of pork bellies or something like that, and we just don't want to do that. So we buy and sell the exchange-traded funds that are expressly tied to either the general index, or you can do a bunch of specific ones, right, like oil.
Now, I was thinking of crude oil in general, because here 2 or 3 months ago, when they were all calling for $12 and $13 oil, anybody was walking around since knew that wasn't going to happen. They knew the oil wasn't going to stay down low like that, and here it is, $20 a barrel higher than it was 2 months ago. I mean, I know it can flip around, but still, I mean, it's like, and I know it's like standing at a casino table, but still, you know, it's worth the risk, I would say.
The exchange.
I'd like to be able to trade it, not take somebody's opinion on what they thought it were going to do, because I think if their opinion was that, they'd have all their money in it.
There are a few different ETFs. The one I use mostly, just because it's easy to remember, is USO. And that reflects changes in the price of oil. So if you buy, say, 100 shares of USO, and then you can buy it and sell it. When you think it's low, buy it. When you think it's high, sell it. There, I think OIL is another one.
It is.
Easy to remember.
And
what's the Brent, BNO? Brent crude?
I believe so.
That's for the North England out of the North Sea oil, which is a little different grade. The USO is West Texas.
Yeah, West Texas Intermediate. Okay, well, thanks, sir. Or they call it light, sweet crude now, don't they?
Right, exactly. And they're good for different types of applications. Some are better for cars. Some are better for high-performance cars. Some are better for airplanes and like that.
Right.
But USO, BNO, OIL, things like that. If you want to trade general commodities, the one I normally use, and it's not the only one out there, I use DBC because I can remember it because I've always used it. But that's a much preferred way to me to dabble in the commodities market. And, of course, we should remind everybody, don't ever put a big percentage of your investable net worth in there, because they are on a 1 to 10 risk scale about 20. So you got to watch them carefully.
It's like standing at a casino, though, and, you know, you know how that goes. It's strictly on whatever your gut feeling is, and you got to be willing to risk it to lose it.
Yeah, whereas you can trade gasoline or something. If you drive by the gas station, it keeps going up. Might be a good idea to own GAS for a while.
Or
when you see it turn over, then you can actually see these things. Everybody knows what the market price is on any given day. I agree with you. It's much less risky than a casino.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Do you care to take a shot at our trivia?
Probably not. Well, was it?
What number of billions did Jeff Bezos increase his net worth by when Amazon earnings were?
I saw that it was either 1 billion or 10 billion. He made a big lick on that stock jump the other day.
You want to shoot one of those numbers or a number anywhere?
No, I remember reading how much he made. It seems like it was 10 billion or something crazy like that, but I can't remember what it was exactly.
That's just a little too high. It was still a darn big number, though, and a good guess.
Exactly. Okay, but thanks, sir.
Thanks, Michael. We appreciate it.
That was a good call. The trading commodities is so much easier with the invention of the ETF than it used to be, and you don't have that risk of a million barrels of oil showing up at your house.
It's so like the Forex exchange. People think they're going to trade currencies. Folks, just don't do it. Unless you are an expert, just stay away.
Yeah, there's also, they've gotten really creative in that area too. You can buy double the price of oil, triple the price of oil, extremely risky things to do, but you can make a lot of money quickly.
Leverage funds are not long-term holds. If you're going to buy one, first off, think twice before you do. But if you do, be ready to get rid of it, either when you think your profit's maximized or if it starts going down and you get scared, just get out. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about ETFs. You can do that. In literally an electronic microsecond, you can be out of it. That's important. So don't do it unless you got the time to follow it, and then know a little bit about what you're doing. Watch the world, watch the news, that kind of thing. All right, Adam, a corporate inversion is something that sounds like you're turning the company upside down.
Yeah, it's not really the case.
No.
It actually means something entirely different. But I have a question for you before I get into what they are.
Mm-hmm.
What do corporate inversions, $2.1 trillion held in overseas banks, and 9,000 companies or projects that have been diverted away from California have in common?
They've all been taxed to death.
Well, they're actually all things that companies do to avoid paying those taxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you've got another cute little anecdote on that one, too.
Which?
The secret to billionaires.
Oh, yes.
This secret trick they use to save billions of dollars. You're going to love this one, folks.
Yeah.
If you can hear my voice, you're going to love it.
I found this article the other day that the headline was, there is a new trick that billionaires are doing to avoid paying taxes.
And it's actually legal.
Yeah, and it's a legal thing that they're doing, and it is, you know how those billionaires are. They're just evil, awful
despicable
people.
Despicable group.
It turns out, get this, they are moving to Florida. Yeah, I know. How evil is that, right?
Gasp.
They're leaving New Jersey and New York and California, where they're being taxed to death, and coming to low-tax states like Florida.
How dare they?
I know.
If they made all that money living in those states, we ought to tie them down to their chair.
Unbelievable. They said that there was one that was referenced in the article. I can't remember who it was, but he lived in New Jersey, which is a really, really high-tax state. And the governor of New Jersey was considering possibly raising taxes because of this one guy leaving, taking so much of that state's revenue out, and he moved down to South Florida. So.
Well, the guy that founded Paychex, he's been in Florida for a long time now. He was saving personally in taxes over $6,000 a day by moving to Florida.
Wow.
Now, I could be pretty darn comfortable on $6,000 a day. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I could live on that.
If you keep your overhead down, you can live on it.
Definitely.
Anyway, I thought of that because of your topic and thought I'd throw it in.
So back to inversions. You've probably heard of these recently because they're a big topic in the election. Investopedia defines corporate inversion as, quote, reincorporating a company overseas in order to reduce the tax burden on income earned abroad. This is typically done in a situation where a company has significant profit that is made overseas. So it'll be a U.S.-based company that has a lot of sales in, say, China. Under the current U.S. tax code, that profit will be taxed in the country in which it was made, and then taxed again when it is brought back to the United States. And it's not just taxed, but it's taxed at a federal rate of 35%. And when the average state rate is added to that, it becomes 39.1%.
And it's already been taxed.
This is one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. For example, Ireland's corporate tax rate is 12.5%. That means for every dollar you profit in Ireland as a U.S. corporation, you lose 12.5 cents to Ireland and then another 34.21 cents to the U.S. government, leaving you with just 53.29 cents for every dollar.
So it stays there.
Yeah, so that's what companies do. They just leave it in Ireland. Why bring it back here and lose 40% of it? Both Democrats and Republicans agree that corporate inversions are bad for America. However, they disagree greatly about what should be done to curb them. For an example, Donald Trump thinks that we should overhaul the U.S. tax code, something that we on this show have been agreeing with for years. This would include eliminating the tax on profits earned overseas and lowering the corporate tax rate to 15%. Other Republicans, like Ted Cruz, have proposed eliminating the corporate tax altogether.
That's a good idea.
I'd say it's a great idea, but we'll talk about that on another show. And we'll also talk after the break about what Hillary Clinton is proposing to get rid of or to stop corporate inversions.
Is that noted economist Hillary Clinton?
Something like that.
Oh, folks, you can't make this stuff up. Trust me. Trivia question still out there. What did Jeff Bezos experience this week overnight on his net worth? It was an increase based on Amazon's results. It was less than $10 billion, but it was a big number. So if you want to give us a call and take a shot at that, we do have a Publix gift card for anybody who gets it right. There's only one number. It's the closest one. So I'm not going to take any ranges on this one this week. All right, we got to get out of here for a couple of minutes and pay some bills, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Hugh Hewitt, Laura Ingram, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, 94.1 and AM 600. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A woman and her four grandchildren have died in flooding in East Texas. Police say a creek overflowed its banks, flooding a neighborhood in Palestine as any residents slept last night. At least six homes were severely damaged. At least 10 people have been killed in Kenya. That's where a six-story residential building collapsed in heavy rain. In Nairobi, more than 100 others were injured. Rescuers said they could hear voices of five people trapped inside the rubble. Hundreds of protesters have climbed over the blast walls surrounding Baghdad's highly fortified green zone for the first time. They stormed into parliament carrying Iraqi flags and chanting against the government. An Egyptian court has sentenced 20 people to life in prison for storming a prison in the Suez Canal city of Port Said back in January of 2013. 30 other defendants were sentenced to prison terms of 10 or 5 years. This is SRN News.
Caregiving is a journey filled with love, challenges, and self-discovery. I'm Lee Woodruff, New York Times bestselling author and CBS This Morning contributor. And as a wife, mother, daughter, and a caregiver, I've walked the path of caring for loved ones and being unsure of where to turn for help. So if you're looking for resources, encouragement, and a little bit of pampering, join me at the 2016 Caregiver Expo.
The 2016 Caregiver Expo is Saturday, May 7th at the Hyatt Riverfront, 904-407-6790.
This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you can live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
How long will it take to get where you're going? WBOB 94.1 has the answer.
A couple of crashes blocking lanes. One at I-10 westbound over there at mile marker 3361. Another one, 295 northbound, mile marker 1. Both those crashes blocking the right lane, so use some extra caution. Mostly sunny. Looking for a high of 89 today. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tonight. Low 71, currently 80. WBOB 94.1, the answer.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And lines are open, 904-222-TALK. That is, lines are open, all but one. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Steve and Adam.
How are you?
This is Mary. I am very good today, and I have an answer to your question.
Wonderful. And what would that be?
$5.1 billion.
Well, where'd you get it?
Online.
Okay. The number that was originally reported was six, but since the stock settled after that, we got to call you, right? Because you took the initiative to go get it. So on one day, by doing what he does best, which is selling all of us a bunch of stuff and getting it there on time and all that, he's doing okay for himself, don't you think?
I would love to be in his shoes. And since I'm a customer of yours, you would love me to be in his shoes.
Yes, we would.
I would love that so much.
Yeah, just enjoy the show, and I've been sitting here listening to it.
Oh, thank you. Well, we'd love knowing you're out there. We're going to put you on hold, even though I could probably find your address before long, but if you'll give it to Alan.
You got it on file.
Anything else we can do for you today?
No, you're pretty good at answering my questions when I come in.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, talk good to talking soon. To you guys.
Bye. And speaking of that, we do have day jobs, don't we?
We do.
So why don't you tell them a little bit about how to get in touch with us and so
on. All right, so we are fee-only financial planners, and we are fiduciaries, a word that is in the news a lot right now. So if you don't know what that is, go ahead and look it up, but it's a very good thing. We're located in Jacksonville Beach, right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit of Butler Boulevard. If you ever want to call us in the office, the number is 904-685-1505. We also have a website, VanWeeFinancial.com.
A new shiny one.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I the company that did it did a great job, and we're very happy with them. We have some blog articles that we put up weekly. We talk about a lot of the things that we talk about on the show, but we also put up some stuff that isn't on the show. So check that out weekly and see what we're blogging about. Podcasts of the show, if you miss it, are always available on iTunes or SoundCloud.com or our website. And you can book an appointment with us right from our website or from our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/VanWeeFinancial. If you do Twitter, we're on Twitter at VanWeeFinancial. And if you want to email us, if you're not someone who likes to call into the radio, just shoot us an email at info@vanweefinancial.com and we'll answer your question on air.
And what would that first consultation set you back financially?
As always, it's free. We come in, you talk for an hour. We hope that we find a reason to do business together. But even if we don't, I promise you, you'll leave knowing more than when you came in.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, I say.
Exactly.
All right, do you want to wrap up a little more on corporate inversion?
Yeah, I was talking about inversions, and I was just about to say that Hillary Clinton blames corporations for exploiting loopholes in the U.S. tax code. That's why they're doing inversions.
You know that there's no such thing as a loophole?
No, it's called the current tax code that they wrote.
Yes,
yeah,
the law, people. You follow the law.
Yeah, and ironically, I find that it's just so hypocritical because she is part of the government that she is blaming for these corporations taking advantage of the tax code, but she's part of that government that created the tax code. So,
which, by the way, is changed on average one time per day, so nobody can truly keep up with it.
Yeah, nobody knows the entire tax code, not even the best accountant out there.
Say fair tax, everybody.
So why is that related to the $2.1 trillion that are currently held overseas by U.S. corporations? Well, another part of the U.S. tax codes that we talked about earlier says that the profits made overseas are also not taxable by the U.S. government until they actually physically bring the money back here. So the net effect is that we have all this cash sitting in overseas banks and really no incentive to bring it back. As you can imagine, $2.1 trillion is a number that makes many politicians' ears perk up. Under the current tax code, that is $821 billion in tax revenue that the U.S. government would be paid if these companies brought that money back to the U.S. That's a big number.
They could spend it.
This type of anti-business tax code is the same reason that 9,000 companies or projects have ditched the state of California and moved to more business-friendly environments, with Texas and the other southern states really leading the way on that. Florida has also benefited to a lesser degree than Texas, but not but it's not nearly that much. People love California for its natural beauty, weather, beaches, Hollywood, and a host of other great reasons to live there. However, their state income tax with the highest marginal rate of 13.3%, a sales tax of 7.5%, a property tax of 1% or more on sky-high real estate values, and a corporate tax rate of 8.84% make it almost impossible to do business in that state. Is it any wonder that companies are looking for a lower-cost alternative? Can you imagine the first paycheck that those former Rams or former Missouri St. Louis Rams are going to get when they move to L.A.?
Ouch.
Yeah. I mean, let's say they're earning $1 million a month and they were getting, I don't know, $400,000 of that taken away, and suddenly their new paycheck has about $600,000 of that taken away. That's going to be an eye-opener to all those players.
Hope they love the weather.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, on a personal note with a business twist. Bob Becker hit his final golf ball Sunday. He's on a practice tee in South Carolina where he and Faye were vacationing. He died doing what he loved. Why do I bring this up to you, most of whom you'd never knew him? Bob was a native of Racine, Wisconsin. Grew up in the same neighborhood with my wife and his wife, Faye. When they returned to Racine, I was already living there at the time. So as they reacquainted with Sarah, I got to know them too. That was half of my life ago. I don't think Adam can probably remember a day that he didn't know Billy, their son.
Yeah, he was my best friend growing up.
Yep. In sports, Bob was even more competitive than he was in his business. And in his business, he was a dentist. When implants were invented, they were in Sweden, and he flew over to Sweden and trained, and was one of the first people in America to do dental implants. He has done them for years and years and years for many people. I carry two reminders on my lower jaw to this day. But in sports, he was really competitive. As a tennis player, he became a winner over and over and over. And for the past few years, he dedicated himself to golf and was looking for the secret to the dead solid perfect hit. Truly competitive people, though, have one major competitor, themselves. A personal best is temporary. You're always striving to beat it. Bob was 66. In 2 months, I'll be 66. That makes me think. He lived longer than my sister. He lived longer than my father. And far too many other people, like the singer named Prince, formerly known as The Symbol, who have checked out of the world too young. And that leads me to my point. Adam and I deal with the possibility and probability of death on a daily basis. It's part of the job of comprehensive financial planning. We also face disability, divorce, and a host of other potential possibilities that can affect our lives, your lives, and the lives of those around us. It comes with the territory. But it also brings to mind the concept of living well. People are often surprised to hear me say that the quality of your journey is it as important as its length. Saving money is really important. Investing it well is critical. But no one should become so obsessed that they forfeit quality on the way. The journey is short. We do this show on Saturdays to help in any way we can to make your journey better, longer, and more successful. Painful reminders of how important it is steal our resolve. Listen, plan, enjoy. All of that counts.
Yeah, we lost a good friend this week, and pretty sad. It was shocking.
Bob had done some estate planning. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
We knew about it from our friendship and so on. Prince, on the other hand, Prince is leaving $800 million in his estate and an incalculable body of music. He has no will, like 60% of the people who are listening to me. People, at bare minimum, draft a will. You don't want the state of Florida or Georgia or Wisconsin or whoever it is to tell you what to do with your money when you're dead. It is a simple thing. It's the only thing simpler than drafting a will is putting it off.
Yep. And if you're single, it's important. But if you have kids, it is the most important thing you can do.
Absolutely true. Don't leave anything to chance. So use this like I did to, again, steal your own resolve. Do a better job. I will, if you will. All right, don't go away. We've got one more segment after the break, so we'll be right back after paying a couple bills. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. That's 800-298-5783.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you, or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Not available in all states.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
Call now. 800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of the Van Wee Financial Hour for today. Final segment for the month, for that matter. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we have a few more topics we'd like to hit, but the lines are open. So if you have some questions, give us a call. 904-222-TALK. It's 222-8255. Talking about the amount of money that Jeff Bezos increased in his own net worth. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook also had a pretty good run when they announced very good earnings, but he was up a paltry $4 billion personally.
Almost in the poorhouse.
Yeah. You know, you got to feel sorry for some of these guys because they live in California, and you were just talking about how expensive it is. I don't know how they make ends meet out there. Truly incredible. All right, Fox News fans. Many of you probably remember up into maybe a couple of years ago. Did you ever watch those old financial shows between 10 and noon on Saturday? And if you say yes, you better have been doing them on a DVR because I was on the radio for most of that time. But I digress. Remember Tobin Smith? He was one of my favorite personalities. I can't remember which one, if it was Bull and Bear or what. But he agreed to settle charges that he and his company fraudulently promoted a penny stock to investors and was charged by the SEC. His company was called NBT Group. They were paid to tout a company called Ice Web Inc., a data storage company, which they did through emails, blogs, and articles, but they failed to reveal to investors they had a financial interest in the firm. They claimed it was a perfect tech stock and were charged with manipulating the market and enriching themselves with illicit stock promoter fees. Smith and NBT agreed to promote IceWeb for a payment of $330,000 plus IceWeb stock. All I can say is, when it happens to the good guys, you just can't imagine. One of the things we try to do here is point out possibilities where you might be getting ripped off. I don't know how you could have known it on this one. I got a couple others where you could. But since we have a caller, good morning, Greg.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not the market this week, but still, things are pretty good.
Hey, look here, man. I got a question, and I hope y'all can help me. I know y'all can. But I always been interested in stock, but I have no idea where to even begin. I got my own business. I started my own business. I do process serving. I serve legal documents, and I need to build a financial future some kind of way. I need, because I ain't no young guy. I'm 50. I just turned 56.
Okay. Well.
And I was thinking about what y'all was saying about Prince. You know, and I'm like, man, I don't want to be like, I got two sons. They grown, but I wonder if I, you know, I always believe that a wise man, when he leaves, he leave an inheritance. So I don't want to be the kind of guy to leave and don't leave nothing. So how do I get started? Y'all give me an idea on what to do.
Well, I would start with a set amount of money every paycheck or every month or whatever's easiest based on your financial circumstance. And I would probably go to a company like the Oakmark Funds or a Charles Schwab or something like that. If you do Oakmark, for instance, I'd make an agreement with them that you will add money to this account. There's a minimum amount, like $1,000, to get into the Oakmark Equity and Income Fund. And if you don't have that much saved up, you can sign a letter saying, I'll put in $100 a month or something like that until I get there. And then they'll let you open the account. Then every month until you've got about $10,000 or so in it, before you even need to think about diversifying, just buy more of that fund. The symbol is OAKBX. There are seriously good competitors to it, but it's no load. It's been run by the same guy for 20 years, and it's an outstanding performer. And it's a little bit undervalued right at the moment because they didn't have a real good year. That does not make us like it less. So I would do that, but I wouldn't even start that until you have a cash reserve. Have you got some money somewhere in like a credit union or something where you can put your hands on it?
I went and did a secured loan. And the reason why I did the secured loan was because I wanted to start trying to clean up my credit, you know.
Okay,
so I did a secure loan, and I got that under control.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
When you get out of
$1,000.
Yep. When you're out of debt completely and you have $10,000 in cash, then start the putting money away in the Oakmark or wherever you choose.
Into an IRA, a retirement account that will defer taxes on it until you need it later.
Yeah, if you're in an income bracket that's at least 25%, use a traditional IRA. If you're in a 10 or 15% bracket, I would use a Roth IRA.
I agree with that.
Okay.
And if you want any further direction, we have an office number, and you could always leave us a message at the office or even come over and see us if you'd like. The office number is 904-685-1505.
Okay.
Or you could send us an email at info@vanweefinancial.com and just outline what you want to do, and we'll put everything I just said into words and send it back to you.
Okay. So you said the name of their company is Oakmark, right?
Oakmark. OAKMARK. And their phone number is really tough. It's 1-800-OAKMARK.
Okay. All right. Good.
they keep it simple, which is why I like the company, which is why I like the fund.
Okay, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm gonna get right on that because I trust you guys, man. Y'all ain't never led nobody wrong. I see that every time I listen at y'all.
Thank you very much.
Y'all inspire me a lot.
Yeah. We really appreciate that, Greg. Thank you.
And welcome to the world of investors. You can never go wrong by starting to save.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening, Greg. I love hearing somebody getting started.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's never too late. You just need to – sometimes getting started is the hardest thing, and it seems overwhelming. But once you put away that first payment for the month, it becomes easier every month. And soon you don't even notice that you don't have it in your paycheck anymore.
Absolutely true. All right, I was talking about some bad guys. I got another couple. There's always a lesson in here. One thing I try to do is tell stories that have a point to them, something that the average person can learn. This was a dandy. Self-employed housekeepers. Who works harder than a self-employed housekeeper?
Not many people.
No. Between August 2011 and June of 2013, Primerica Financial Services advisor Nahul Rodriguez allegedly told three clients and one outside investor he would invest their money. Instead, he took $26,144 from them for himself. Three of those clients were self-employed housekeepers. If there's one thing that bothers me almost as much as ripping off elderly people, it's someone like that who works by the sweat of their brow. Rodriguez convinced one of the customers to liquidate her IRA by falsely telling her he would transfer the money to a new account that would produce greater returns. Promises. Always remember, when you deal with an advisor, they have to be represented by, and you have to have your money held at an independent third-party custodian whose name you already know. Charles Schwab Company, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, any of those, they're all good. They're all very viable. You have to be able to go onto their website, not your advisor's website, their website, and see your own account and what's happening to it. And if you don't think things are happening fast enough, you better get on it right away.
And also be wary that of anyone who promises you a higher return. If anyone promises you any sort of return that isn't in a fixed income bond type product, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
But another one, a contract broker with Transamerica Financial Services, Lori Hermanson, worked as a treasurer for a nonprofit from which she took $26,000 for her personal expenses between January 2012 and November 2015. She wrote $20,000 in checks and took $6,000 in cash withdrawals from a nonprofit. It boggles the mind. When you're looking for an advisor, there's two things you need to look for. The term fee only, not fee based, folks. There's a big difference, and we might talk about that next week. Fee only. Look for the symbol CFP, Certified Financial Planner. If you want to deal with someone who will respect not only your money and your wishes, but also do a good job and will not rip you off, look for the fee-only Certified Financial Planner. You can always find one through the NAPFA, N-A-P-F-A website also. They're limited to fee-only people who are CFPs. You can go to the CFP board itself. Just look it up online. Find a good recommendation. Understand what the terms mean. Go see them. And if your money doesn't show up at a Schwab or a TD Ameritrade or something like that, you are in trouble, and when you think you're in trouble, move, and move fast. All right, we got to wrap it up. The music's playing. Tool is in the house. Don't go away. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.